you know, when they go and ask people, they're like, could you land a commercial jet? I'm one of the people that says yes.
Wow.
And I know it for if both pilots died.
Can someone fly this plane?
I would volunteer and I would be able to land a plane.
Wow.
Successfully.
By yourself?
By myself.
Have you ever touched an actual plane?
No.
Welcome to URL, a show all about the internet. I'm Courtney Miller, your host. The other host of this amazing, amazing show is Chance McCrary.
Oh, you did moan.
That was barely a moan, honestly. Like, it's more goat than moan.
Our guest on this amazing, amazing show today is the show of all shows, Mr. Austin Show. Oh, hello, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you here. Thank you for pushing through.
Oh, yes, I pushed through. It wasn't too difficult. But I made it happen.
Yes, you've took the flight.
That's right. I flew in here from a far distant land up north.
Yes.
Portland,
where?
Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Portland, Oregon. I flew in on a plane, as I do every week.
They have good biscuits in Portland.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Portland has good biscuits?
I would know. I'm a biscuit boy.
Okay. You've been to Portland then, I take it. Oh, yeah. We got good food. Mm-hmm. Portland's a good food city. But yeah, I flew in. I suffered from a little stomach-related bug. But I'm surviving.
You're trudging through. I'm proud of you.
Yes.
So when you come to LA to film, you stay at Hassan Piker's house.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Just kidding.
Do you have like a writer when you stay there where it's like all the stuff you need?
No, he's got an entire cabinet of snacks that I steal.
Austin snacks or just, his snacks?
They're his snacks, but I steal them. He doesn't even know. I just take them. Oh. He's got all protein related, like just protein shakes, protein bars, everything.
Does he have protein Doritos? Shakes.
Yes, he does.
That's sick.
That exists?
That's actually sick. Yes.
Protein. But he's so nice to me. He lets me take, he's got just water, sodas, anything you could possibly imagine. It's like, I don't know, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
It's a little Oompa Loompas running around.
No Oompa Loompas. It's disappointing. It would be nice to have some help around
there.
It was,
though.
Yeah. But yeah, I stay there most weeks. Unless I, you know, want to stay in a hotel, and then I do that.
I get that. That's me. I stay at Shane's every night, but if I want to stay in a hotel, like,
yeah, do you just like, yeah, it's nice to have your own space.
It can be. No, we actually had a conversation about this recently because couples now are having separate bedrooms if they live together.
Yeah. I've heard about this phenomenon.
Yeah, I think I'm into that.
You know, I like really? The idea of everybody having their own space, but I would simply not be able to sleep alone.
My boyfriend is difficult to sleep
with. You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You're gay?
Yeah. That's why she's wearing the shirt, legalize gay.
Okay.
I'm so happy you're wearing that because I got here and I was like, I wasn't sure you guys were down with that.
With the gays?
Yeah.
What? Look at who's here. What?
I don't know. So I don't know.
Here's the thing.
There could be some homo. You never know where you're walking into. The building looks.
You're sitting on a pink couch.
I know, but.
Okay.
It could be like mean girl pink.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. But here's the thing. Most people at Smosh are gay. That's what's been
really?
Said.
That's what's been
said. Most of the people at Smosh.
It's not true, but it's like true.
Really?
It's not true at all, but yeah. It's like true.
Okay, so.
I'm gay, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to clarify.
No, yeah, yeah.
I kind of sensed it.
What?
Yeah.
I'm wearing Harley Davidson. Oh, I'm wearing Harley Davidson.
Yeah, but you're wearing it in a gay way.
What does that mean?
I mean, come on.
How is that a gay way?
You thrifted that.
Well, yeah. Is that gay?
Yes.
I thought it's like cool boy. Like,
I mean,
cool
straight boy. People do it, but you just did it. You just know.
You like, got the you know, cuffed everybody, pants.
Like, I hate to be, I'm not trying to be homophobic.
No, you can be homophobic.
You just know. Did you know I was gay?
No.
Have you ever tried to be homophobic?
I didn't know you were gay.
You didn't know I was gay?
No.
You didn't Google my name?
No.
Oh. No, he's actually, it's better this way.
I like this. No, this
I didn't know who Anthony was.
Really?
A year into working it's good, for this channel.
It's good. It's good. You didn't know I was gay until this moment.
No, you talked about Grindr and I was like, what?
Oh, it was like whiplash.
Why are you talking about Grindr?
Wait, I was talking about Grindr. I blacked out.
You're
I remember
always
that.
Talking about Grindr, dude.
We were on the...
Oh, shit. I was talking about Grindr. Oh my God.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
And that's when
and then I was like not really paying attention to the call and you talked about Grindr. I was like, pfft.
Yeah.
I'm locked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no, yeah locked
that was
in.
Like what Angela said.
Yeah, no, I'm gay. Does she wear this all the time to make you feel comfortable?
No, she never wears this. She really? Usually says, fuck off.
Yeah. I love saying Me too. Oh.
This is one of those hoodies that I like. I love being cozy, but I want to be a little bit sexy still. So I had cropped it really shittily years and years ago.
It's good. It's good. I like the shitty crop.
It is sexy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's very sexy.
I like the shitty crop. It's very sexy. Yeah,
I think
you.
It looks good. I think you look good.
Hey, thank you.
We can say that because we're gay. We can be like, you look sexy, Courtney.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can call me anything.
You look hot.
Thank you. Well,
hold on, hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Look me in the eyes when you say it, though.
No,
you're
hetero.
Looking at Jan.
Yeah, he's looking at me.
He's looking at me. Okay?
I'm looking at you, Tyler. That's how gay I am. I can't even.
I can't look at women. Yeah. Can't even look at women.
Can't compliment women.
Anyways, you are on a podcast.
Oh, I am.
Yes, we just had your co-host Will Neff on.
How was he?
He was good. He was really good. Yeah, he did a good job.
He's funny. Mm-hmm.
He is funny.
He's quick.
You're funny and you're quick.
Oh, stop it.
You are.
I learned from him, actually.
Really?
He is so, when I first started working with Will Neff, I was like, he's so intimidating because he's so quick and good. Mm-hmm. And I learned with him on stage live in front of like audiences. And I was like sweating bullets, not because of the people in front of me, but because Will was so good and so quick, I had to keep up with him. So doing a podcast with him every week, I feel like I've gotten better.
Okay, and there's something to be said about improvisers in that when someone else is good, it doesn't make you look bad, it makes you look better.
Mm-hmm.
And a candle loses nothing from lighting another candle. Mm-hmm. So when Will Neff was on here, we're like, yes, yes, give it to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give it to us, Will. You mentioned, when I was on your pod, you mentioned that you kind of, or I don't know if it was on camera or off, but you were mentioning wanting to get into improv.
Yeah, I think I you know, tech, when we do our podcast, I guess it's kind of like improv.
Oh, yeah.
But when I get into like a situation, you're doing an improv, you're doing a scene, go. Mm-hmm. I freeze. Oh. I get nervous. I get anxious. I'm like, I feel judged.
You're in your head.
I'm in my head. But I'm like, well, when I'm not in my head, I'm pretty good. So I want to get into it and I want to feel more comfortable because I feel like it'll open up, you know, the things that I can do in entertainment. And I enjoy performing.
Yes. Get out of your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of the head. Just embrace being silly and embrace. And like, I'm always like worried about, oh, am I going to be perceived as cringe?
That's so wild because the fact that you're nervous about improv, but are willing to land a jet. And fly aircraft.
Yes, that's my, God, you did do your research.
You're a pilot.
I am not a legal pilot.
How many hours do you have in?
Flight simulator?
So you have a lot of hours in simulator.
Thousands.
In flight thousands?
Thousands of hours. So you remember when they go and ask people, they're like, you know, could you land a commercial jet? I'm one of the people that says yes.
Wow.
And I know it and I mean it. If both pilots died instantly, and they're like,
can someone fly this plane?
I would volunteer and I would be able to land the plane.
Whoa.
Successfully.
By yourself?
By myself. There's no doubt in my mind. And I mean this with every fiber of my being. I could land the plane, no questions asked.
Have you ever touched an actual plane?
No. Not a real one.
I touch the one that when I'm boarding it, I touch it on the outside.
That's that's the extent of the real plane that I've touched, but I've landed the simulators that they train pilots in?
Yes.
I've landed those several times.
Okay.
And, you know, but nobody, every person I tell, they're like, they like nod their head. They don't believe me.
Yeah.
They don't, but I can do it. I promise.
What's your simulator setup?
At home, I just like have a yoke of rudder pedals and like that. Cool. Just doing that, that's not enough to qualify me. What qualifies me is the fact that I've rented the training simulators.
The what?
See, there you go.
The training. Like they're full motion, like $20 million.
Like, you
simulators.
Know those little roller coaster things at Dave and Buster's where like you're in it and it's like,
okay.
So, just so you know,
yes.
When the pilots train in those simulators, they go from training in those simulators to flying real passengers.
Okay.
That's how close they are. The FAA has to certify
there
them.
There should be an in-between, right?
There should be like no in-between.
You'd think,
fly it with no passengers.
No.
Okay. They won't waste the resources.
Yep. It's so easy.
And so you saw Nathan Fielder's recent show.
I did. In fact, did you see the simulator he trained in?
Yes.
That's the one I use.
Wow.
The exact one. Las Vegas Flight Academy.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So are you should do like a series or like some kind of content around like getting flight lessons.
That's what,
Like actual in a
real
plane.
Ones. Yeah. But you know what's kind of weird is I'm kind of afraid to fly.
What?
What do you mean?
Like afraid to fly the small planes.
Really? I mean, the little ones are scary.
I know. I just want to get to the big jets.
Are they harder to fly? They're a different setup?
I find the big ones easier to fly because they're more computerized. I compare it to this because I have an ongoing debate with Hassan's brother, Murat, okay. who's a certified commercial pilot.
Oh.
But he doesn't have any experience flying the jets. And I believe that if we were on a plane together and both pilots incapacitated, they needed a volunteer to land the plane. I'm more equipped. Yeah, it's a 737 MAX. Yeah, right there. Oh. Yeah, it's a cockpit. I mean, I can tell you exactly what's... Look, there's the yokes, there's the throttle. Here, zoom in and I'll point to something and I'll...
But what are these buttons? Like, what well, do you actually need all those?
Well, that's
a primary flight display. Here, look at the... point to something down there, like a button.
Like, what are these?
Oh, that's the radios right there.
Why do you need so many?
I don't know.
You just need the little dial, 97.6.
Those are all the radio controls down there. That's the... Those are the flaps. That's the trim. That's the yoke right there.
It feels like there's too many things.
I know it's not that hard. You know put the mouse over the throttle.
Where's the throttle?
That's right there. That's the white.
Oh, I see it. The
center. The white. The one and two. That's the throttle. You know when. Yeah. So you know when you land and you hear like the thrust go, like the reverse thrust. Those two levers are right up the top of the throttle quadrant. Oh. Anyway,
we're looking at a very
literally.
Complicated
I have an obsession with planes, and it's
so
to
you're
a point.
Plane gay.
Yeah, it's to a point where
aero
like,
gay.
Yeah,
aero gay is good.
It's to a point where I'll derail any conversation, and like nobody's okay. interested in what I'm saying. So okay. we have to move.
I've been interested. Okay. Yeah. You know, in movies when they get into the spaceships and like in Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever, and they're like touching all the buttons.
Yeah,
and I like to imagine they're just like turning on the AC mm-hmm. and like setting their seat and
seat
turning
warmer.
On the music.
I mean,
and,
those
like,
are some buttons there.
They are. Yeah. I just think it's sunny. It's like, that's not that like, complicated. It's just yeah. whatever. So you can land a jet
mm-hmm. confidently
in theory.
Yeah.
And Chance has a very strong theory that he can jump over a car.
Is that true?
Not a theory, but yes.
Have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried it.
We've had some simulations.
We've had some simulations and they were successful.
So,
and conveniently the cameras cut out.
Okay, so Chan, why don't you just do it? Because it's not like it's illegal for me to land a plane.
Why?
Jet. Well, I'd have to, the pilots would have to die of natural causes, or I would have to.
Or they don't have to die. They could just accidentally fall asleep.
I know, but that would have to, you know.
Don't you talk about like this is the car and you kind of go through like a boom, go boom.
Yeah.
It's like you yeah. jump on the nose and the whatever the front's called. And then you do, whoa,
yeah, it's like a two-step.
And then knees the up, like Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Love that. Such mm-hmm. agile guys.
I do a gainer.
Yeah.
A you're gainer.
Sure. It's athletic. A forward backflip.
You're athletic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I look athletic?
I mean, yeah.
Speaking of simulators.
Okay, don't say it like that.
Just what?
Say it nicely. Nothing. So we're fighting.
I can't tell. I don't know. I don't know if you're athletic or not.
I'll show you later.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh. Are you athletic?
I don't know. Do I look like it?
Okay, fishy.
Yeah.
This episode of URL is sponsored by ZocDoc. We're over halfway through the year, guys. Do you believe it? Time is flying by. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. Have you scheduled your annual checkups for this year? If not, what are you waiting for? Stop procrastinating and use ZocDoc, okay? ZocDoc lets you search and compare local in-network doctors so you can find the perfect match for exactly what you need. ZocDoc offers 200 plus specialties across all 50 states. Dentist, gynecologist, optometrist, ENT, primary care, the list goes on. You don't need to procrastinate anymore because ZocDoc makes it easy as heck. All you have to do is use their free website to find a doctor near you and in your network. You can filter through specialties, patient reviews, and much more. I use ZocDoc all the time, especially because I specifically care about bedside manner, and you get to see real patients' reviews on specific stuff like that. So I really appreciate it. Your health matters, and taking care of yourself shouldn't be complicated. Find and book the right doctor with ZocDoc. Head to ZocDoc.com/URL to get started and check that appointment off your to-do list. That's ZocDoc.com/URL. Now back to the show. You post thirst traps of how fit you
do
are.
You? I do.
Yo.
Did you have any?
Pull up the thirst traps.
Honestly, let's search Austin show
thirst traps
on Google. I wonder what that's like.
I do post thirst traps. I look athletic.
Yeah.
When I, with my, oh, that's not on my Instagram.
Oh my God.
That's my Google. Instagram, but, That's
your pinned post?
This.
It's more on
this
Twitter.
This gay post.
I know, it's so camp.
Is that eyeliner, smudged eyeliner?
It's so camp.
What year is this?
This is 2 years ago.
Okay.
I mean,
wow.
I'm
so, wow.
It's weird. I feel like
this is
in front
insane.
Of another gay person.
Yeah.
It looks like you're it like, come on, like, what are you doing? Like,
okay, so you're gay. I get it. Okay. Anything else to offer?
What do you do?
Oh, got the mesh.
Got the mesh.
It was it was like very lowbrow homosexual photo shoot.
Lowbrow. You're wearing the same shoes.
I know.
The Converse.
Wearing the same shoes.
It's brutal. This was when? 2 years
ago? It got a lot of likes somehow. I don't know
what. No, sure. What do you mean somehow? Look at your abs.
I know. Anyway, I took a better one this year. I'm posting it tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Okay, so it'll be
can
up.
You see it before it
gets... Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh my God, show us the draft.
I'll show you. I mean, there's a few different ones.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, these are hot.
These are better. The
rainbow is hilarious.
I know, show me.
But
show me.
Here. Just these are better, I think, than the other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, he's oiled up.
Yeah.
He's oiled.
Whoa, you got glitter.
Scroll to the right or left, but be careful.
He went a little too far. There was a hotel.
In mirror photo.
It's okay. No.
Okay. But you can look at that one too.
I like it.
Yeah.
The tan is tanning.
Yeah. I spray tan.
I was about to say, because you don't look like that right now.
Yeah, no, I know. There's little blotches you can find remnants of.
A clue.
Yeah.
A clue. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those are great. So you do those every year as a treat?
Not every year, but this photographer, Casey is his name. He was doing like some pride, like, shoot, and he's like, would you be a model for me? And I'm like, okay.
Huh?
Does he live in LA?
He does.
I know who you're talking about.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we all know each other?
It's not a small world. There's a lot of us.
They're really like, there's mutuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know everybody. I'm surprised we didn't know each other.
Really?
Do you go out much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? In West Hollywood?
I used to go out a lot West Hollywood. I don't go
Silver
out
Lake.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that vibe.
What? So the Harley Davidson,
yeah,
yeah, sure.
The thrifting,
Dogs
and the matching socks.
Oh, those are fake. Okay, got it.
And the Balenciagas, the ones that look.
I
like
can't
dogs.
Dress at all, so I'm not judging.
No, no, no.
I will say,
I'm literally in a Rolling Stone shirt.
He goes like this. He goes, Docs.
Yeah.
I remember when I showed up to your pod, you were in socks and like a tracksuit.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hello.
Aloe tracksuit.
Oh, but that's cool.
Yeah, because I had stayed at Hassan's the night before. And then,
yes.
Because we filmed very early in the morning.
Yeah.
And oh, Silver Lake Gays versus WeHo Gays. Thank you for bringing this up. Yeah. That's hilarious. So for those at home, yeah, no, I'm not even doing that.
Silver Lake's like Portland.
That's true.
Yeah. You would fit in Portland. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Portland's great. I think I had the best Korean food of my life in Portland.
Yeah, Portland's fantastic.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Chance has a soundboard now, by the way. Oh. We have not acknowledged it yet.
I didn't. I clicked one randomly. I promise I didn't look. What is that? What are you looking
at? That was the exact fart that you used in Let's Do This.
Was it? No.
Wait. And then when you go, excuse me.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like the exact same fart.
It does sound similar.
Sorry.
No, it's
inside
okay.
joke. Smosh no, inside
I love that.
Stuff.
No, I love that. Everybody's going to get it except me.
What, so you have 6 sounds?
I have a lot of sounds, actually.
Oh, it's like different categories? Category is? What?
Okay. We'll figure this out later.
Okay. I have cue cards.
I love that.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This is the gotcha part of the interview.
I love this part.
This is the gotcha. Hope you're media trained, bitch. Austin Sho, have you ever stumbled into an internet community you're not familiar with?
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like when I'm scrolling through TikTok and I get like an amazing digital circus cosplay.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is this?
Can we, do we talk about politics on here?
Sure.
Sometimes I'll stumble into like Christian part of Twitter.
Oh.
Christian Twitter?
Instagram. Well, because I think it's wildly entertaining.
So you stay
these
there.
People are so like repressed.
Yes.
And I just love what they're like, you know, because like they're talking about like their faith and like I don't if you
well,
want
to it's on Twitter it's yeah,
if you want to be religious it's fine. I don't care.
Right.
But the producers are here.
Being religious on Twitter is a whole different thing.
Anyway, it's just like I don't know. I stumble into that side of the internet that I'm not familiar with, but I do find it entertaining.
Yeah, like just seeing the replies and just what like, is God being is good. Said.
But it's just all I mean, a lot of these people are just like putting up a front anyway. In my opinion.
That's valid. That's
but again,
valid.
I don't want to get too far into it. I don't want to alienate your very religious audience.
Yes. There are many of us.
Yes, I'm sure. You're the evangelical.
Right.
Evangelical part of your smosh.
Chance, what about you?
Well, I know, you know what? I know you guys don't have two, like, you, because do they know you're gay?
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
So. And I'm gay. You have legalized gay. There's not a lot of.
I will say, like, ever since the pandemic, our queer audience has become such a, like, the biggest part of our community, it feels like. Because Smosh, when it first started, was 80% male.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's evened out a little bit. Not entirely, but...
It's like, if I see...
gays, like, did the queers, like, kick them out?
No, there's space for everyone.
Okay. It's not as much.
No,
you're a man.
The girls, gays, and they showed up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Chance, any communities that you've stumbled into on the internet lately?
I remember in college finding like Facebook moms of like certain neighborhoods, and they would like report suspicious activity to each other.
Whoa. Well, I love that.
I love that. What kind of suspicious activity?
Like random guy on his phone, like mom with a bike that's like been around a couple times. Woman who's walking her dog and it pees on everyone's yard.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of stuff.
God, you got to have nothing going on, really, to
nothing
care about that
going
shit.
On. Bored
I know this.
As hell.
Yeah, because I mean, I have neighbors that complain about certain. I'm like, what do you do?
What do they do?
That's so real. I remember, are you guys on like neighbor, like any of those like community
Citizen?
Apps at all? Citizen. I used to have one of those like door camera things that had like its own network where people would be like, oh, another package thief. Mm-hmm. And there'd be so much drama and people commenting on each other's videos and stuff. I love things.
We had some, my neighborhood was riddled with thieves that taking packages from the front porch.
Really?
Yeah, but it's okay. I mean,
that's
I don't.
So sad. Yeah,
you get a new one.
Yeah.
Get a new one.
Yeah, I'll get another package.
So another day.
Okay. I didn't need it as much.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like, ever since I've associated with the son, I have to be pro theft.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pro theft.
Wow. And pro, yeah. Like, oh, they stole from me.
Probably need it more
they
than I do.
More than I did.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, they need my rainbow boxers for my photo shoot more than I do.
Exactly.
Right.
Get his ass.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, legalize it.
Legalize it. F*** it. So woke.
It is the dumbest hoodie. It is the dumbest
hoodie. No, I love it because I'm a millennial. We're all millennial. Are you a millennial? No, you're Gen Z. We're all... It blends together a little bit.
Yeah.
That, you're Gen Z, right? What year were you born?
He's not going to answer that.
Yeah, you're definitely Gen Z. But like, elder Gen Z. Actually, no, you're not elder Gen Z. No. Actually, no, because my...
You know, we don't need to talk about my age at all, actually.
I'm older than you by
six years. Okay, so continue what you're saying.
I was just saying that, like, I love millennial shit like that. Like, because that is such a...
It is.
It's such a millennial.
Okay,
I'm a millennial.
Okay, but so is your shirt, too.
Rolling Stones?
Yes. It's like, oh, I thrifted a Rolling Stones
name
shirt.
Three songs.
It's vintage.
I'll be so honest, and Hassan's probably finding out if he's not going to watch this, but if he does, I stole this from his closet.
Nice.
Whoa, okay. You're not helping the shipping allegations.
No, I know. People are shipping us?
Hoss Austin.
No.
Hoss Austin. I saw it online.
I actually think it's so funny because it's so out of the realm of reality that I push it.
Yes.
I peddle it.
It strengthens the numbers.
When I was on the channel, I kept making some jokes and he didn't know where to put me or what to do.
Where to put you.
Gay people make him very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. They make him very... Because like, I
joked about Amanda's titties and he was like, oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I'm gay, man.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can't. Yeah.
Is that how he found out you were gay? You started talking about a woman's titties and...
Yeah.
That's how most people figure
how
it out.
How do you feel about boobs?
We talked about West Hollywood. Boobs, take them or leave them.
Take them or leave them.
I like them, like, not sexually, but, like, I think, like, they're
play with
maternal.
Them. Yeah, sure.
It's like a maternal, like, draw.
Yes,
I love,
play with them.
I
like,
love...
Hit it like a play with Play-Doh or something.
When have you had that opportunity?
My friend Izzy just got a boob job and I got to play with her titties.
Oh, my God. Right. I love doing that.
Yeah.
You probably get the first, like, rights to play with...
100%.
Yeah. I'm done.
Like, gay men, we probably get, like when women get boob jobs...
We get first
okay, and
on
when are you going to let a lady play with your balls?
What?
When are you going to let a lady play with your balls?
Are you equating
when are you
balls
gonna let a lady...
with balls?
When
balls and titties?
Will you? When will you wear wigs?
Are you saying balls are the tits of... Well, men can have tits.
What are they?
Men can have...
And if not,
men
when?
We're going to
play with your little booty cheeks?
I mean,
they're not little, first of all.
I let women touch my butt. Sometimes they want to.
I'd let anyone touch my butt.
Me too.
I wish more people touched my butt. No, I don't. Anyway.
That's not true.
Okay, next question. Austin, if you could change one thing about your most used app, what would it be? So think of the app you've used the most lately.
Oh, shit.
Is there anything you want to change about it?
It's a trap.
Is it a trap?
Because they know I don't even fucking talk about this, but I was supposed to submit things for this show. And one of them was my app usage. And I couldn't screenshot it because Grindr was my top app usage.
I knew it.
If I could change one thing about Grindr.
How many hours are you on there?
Normally I'm not on it that much, but I was traveling. It was more than usual.
Okay.
But so right
it
now,
is
that's
different
my top.
When you go to
when
a
you're
different
traveling,
city.
Yeah.
New stuff. Yeah. New butts, new balls to play with.
New butts, but it's also separated by location. So the people closest to you are on your grid and you don't have to match with anyone to message them.
This is what I would change about it. I want everybody that I want to be presented to me very quickly. And I want everybody that wants me to be presented to them very quickly.
Okay.
And I want them, and I want my messages to be at the top priority on everybody that I talk to.
Wow. That's fun. That's
and
wishful.
I'll pay for it. You hear me, Grindr? We need a new super tier.
They have enough super tiers.
Well, I know. I know.
How much power do
you
need?
I know. I'm paying like $200 a week.
Jesus.
Oh, ridiculous. My God.
Grindr's taking me for everything that I have.
That is crazy.
The return's not even that great.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, it seems like the grind isn't really working.
Are you using the filters?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, you're picky.
Well, I mean, I'm using the filters, but sometimes people, like, I'm like, maybe I'm missing things.
Okay, maybe it's your pictures then, dude.
Those pictures?
Yeah, but I can't put my face on it.
It's not exactly.
I can't put my face. I can't. I have to be a torso because people.
You're a torso grinder?
Because
most people are.
Well, because then people will be like,
of course.
No, I've heard of
this.
Of course.
Because what you care, it's like, because I know in certain communities, you know your type, you know exactly what you want. When you see somebody, you're like, yes or no, like it's pretty quick and easy. But like, so you don't have to show your face as much on, because a lot of apps, it's like you have to. Hinge, you have
to. We hide our face in our album.
Oh, and so
you can
once
have multiple
you match,
albums. You can hide your dick in one album and your face in another album.
Yep.
Okay, what was your weirdest targeted ad?
Whole cream. Have you ever gotten the targeted ad for that?
I got sent a butthole rejuvenation cream. I was like, who told you I need this?
Yes.
What?
No, it's there's like a whole serum. It's a whole serum that I get targeted for. And I'm like, I don't.
Booty serum?
I'm a top. Just kidding. Fuck.
You guys, it's okay. You're giving
you
don't, a lot.
It's
you're
a safe
sharing.
Space.
You're giving
space.
Us so much, Austin.
I'm so sorry. That was
literally,
uncomfortable
you can email us. You can email us after whatever
I'm
you want,
so
Kat.
I'm so sorry.
I don't care.
So sorry.
I just want to talk about my butt.
Okay. I don't.
You want to talk about your
butt? No, I do not.
You don't?
No, there's some weirdos who are like, rah! Okay. I mustn't. I hear we mustn't.
Yeah.
But.
Let's not talk about it.
But you can say whatever you want.
No, I'm fine. I mean, but that's my weirdest.
I'm just sitting here.
I answered the question.
You did.
Yes, you did.
Whole serum.
I hate when you can like, where you're like, you're kind of clocking me with this ad.
I know.
This is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Or like, this is the worst one that I get, is hair loss.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, finasteride, Hims, like, erectile dysfunction. I'm like, I've never Googled that. Never Googled that.
It is crazy when they start assuming, like, even more about you that are so, like, my Instagram fully thinks I'm like a curly girl. Mm. Like, just because I really love
you
watching
love what? Yeah, I was about to say.
How people, it takes extra long to get your hair fully wet. Mm. And like, I know so much, but I don't need to know any of that. And I certainly wouldn't need to buy any of it because my hair is flat and limp as the day is long.
I think you have beautiful hair.
Thank you.
I was actually thinking it.
You were actually thinking it?
Yes.
What were you about to say?
Top to bottom, that your hair looks beautiful.
Thanks.
And full. Why are you looking at me like that?
It does look full.
Thank you.
Look it looks fabulous.
You. I just, when I hear the word full, I think my tummy.
Oh no. Like fullness is a good thing in like hair.
In
world.
Hair, thank you.
Like full is good.
I am in like a hair dysphoria phase right now.
A hair what?
Dysphoria. I wish it was something that it's not.
What do you mean?
I constantly want my hair to be different than what it is, but like, I'm like, it feels so stupid to say I'm growing my hair out right now because of how short it is. I want it to be long again. Uh-huh. And it's just like, oh, we have 2 years.
Oh, no way.
That's
a long time.
Like maybe a year to get to where I was at last year's summer.
Yeah.
But
I feel like we are in the generation of, like, our generation is starting to struggle with hair.
Right.
Men specifically, I feel like, because they have to, I feel like men deal with hair loss a little bit more than women do.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but
it's the DHT. I've done all the research.
Wow. Yeah. I had the meanest tweet in my drafts that was like, you know those videos where they find a dog on the street and they're like scabbed and hairless and then like you see them in 3 weeks and they have like the fullest coat. Meanwhile, like a guy wears a hat for 3 weeks straight and then he's completely bald for the rest of his life. Damn, how do we
fix this?
It's horrible. I going bald is one of my biggest fears.
Well, you're doing great.
Well,
great.
I'm taking everything.
Okay.
Everything known to mankind.
Okay.
Taking it. Well, I get that.
Don't look too closely.
Are you going to Turkey or what?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I will not go to Turkey for a hair transplant. I've got a guy in Beverly Hills that I.
Oh, nice.
I mean, he's more expensive, but.
A lot more expensive.
It's local. I like to buy local.
Okay.
Shop local, small. Yeah, mom and pop hair follicle. I had a phase where I was doing like the dermal stamping and hair oiling.
Yeah.
And like it actually, because like when I'm really stressed, I do get a little thin right here. And
did you do the Nutrafol?
I did do Nutrafol.
I do that actively.
I should get back into
it. I didn't realize it was working until I stopped using it.
Because they say you really notice after like 6 months.
Yeah, I was like, damn, it was working. Mm-hmm. So Nutrafol, if you want to sponsor me.
Yeah, come back. Okay. Here's another question for you. Mm-hmm. What is something you've seen your friends do online that you could never do yourself?
Ooh.
Debate politics.
I mean, I've got a lot of porn star friends.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I could never fuck on camera. That's something I couldn't do. Also, I couldn't be a political commentator.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a couple
or
things.
Or both at the same time. Imagine what kind of porno is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to the White House, sweetie. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but I could not get naked on camera. I just can't get I can't get naked in front of people unless like we're doing it.
Unless you're doing a gay photo shoot.
Well, that wasn't naked.
Well, you get to walk onto the set naked already, so like, it's like a reveal.
Like I'm pee shy. Mm.
You're pee shy?
Yes. I can't do the trench. I have to have the dividers, you know, and the I don't know.
I got over it. I used to be the same way.
I've gotten better, but
I hate the when you're undressing the cringe where you kind of have to curl up to take the underwear off.
Yes.
Say that again?
What? When you take your pants off and you kind of have to hunch over and take them off your feet.
Yes, yes.
That's not sexy at all.
No, not at all.
How do you make that sexy?
You can't.
You don't.
Drop them, hop out.
Yes.
Yes. A little.
Yes.
Anyway, yes. What's something I do online that you could never do?
Makeup tutorial?
Oh, that's...
You don't really do those a lot, but get ready with me, yeah. Oh.
Catch dust online? You can't do that on camera.
I could catch dust.
Have yet to see it.
Okay, well, next time there's some dust off, I'm gonna fucking catch it.
Okay.
My mouth.
All right, here we go.
This episode of URL is sponsored by Webroot. It's back to school season, which feels like a reset after a busy summer. It's time to pack our bags with our laptops and tablets and get everything organized. But that also means it's time to get everything protected with Webroot. Webroot has real-time protection against malware, suspicious links, and ransomware. And here at URL, you know I've been surfing the webs, which is why I'm so grateful for their Web Threat Shield. It helps block harmful websites before I click. My favorite thing about Webroot is that it works across my tablets, computers, and phone. I am covered, protected, and ready for back-to-school season. Look at me all prepared and secured. I have peace of mind thanks to Webroot, and with their flexible offers, I have options for standalone products or all-in-one bundles for complete coverage. Go to webroot.com/URL to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/URL to get 60% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Now back to the show.
What was your first some of your first usernames or like email username vibes? Ooh. Did you have any silly AIM chat names?
Oh gosh. One of my first usernames in RuneScape was Kill Me Please.
Good.
And did they?
I started RuneScape as a joke when I was in like 2004. I was like, I'm going to create an account that is so stupid. And I made it like the character look really ugly with like red hair and a, which isn't ugly, but like, I don't know why. That's the closest
that's
I could
choice.
Find. It's the closest I could find. And I named it Kill Me Please. And that was my username.
And did they?
They did. And then I got hacked.
Oh no.
No. And I lost the account. Your username wasn't Hack Me Please.
No, it was Kill Me Please. And it got hacked and never seen the account ever since.
Damn.
I've actually tried to like recover it since because I know the company now and
Aww.
Lost it forever. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Kill Me Please.
I used to have a little crop top that said Kill Me. Had it made. I had it made on one of those like make your own shirt
was
websites.
It like, were you in like a phase where you're like, I'm.
I just
depressed.
Like was bored and making it, you know,
your
maybe
scene phase.
It wasn't. It was in the beginning of Smosh. Okay, guys, there was a cringe era where I was like making my own little shirts because I wanted to have like interesting shirts on Smosh.
Is that where you awesome. Got that one?
No, I didn't make this one. This one was like this on Amazon.
You bought that on Amazon?
Years and years ago, yes.
How did you find that?
I just legalized gay hoodie.
Did you wear that for me today?
No.
Be honest.
No.
Were you like, what should I wear today? Oh, he'll love that.
I was like, I want to wear a hoodie. Where are my cropped hoodies? This was the only one that was clean. And I was like, and yes, and it's Pride Month and...
It is Pride Month. That's true.
And it's weird that, our production AD, Jonathan, was just saying, he's like, 3 years ago, this would have been really cringe to wear. Right now, in this day, not so much. I have the pass.
Yeah.
Because I'm queer.
Yeah. I just wanted to acknowledge that because I feel like there's a comment being like,
rare. What were some of the other ones that you made?
The most embarrassing one was when I was in a sketch called Sexual Son. I think they call it something else now. It was like a parody of It Follows. Mm-hmm. I was a big giant sun. Mm-hmm. And I decided to make a shirt for VidCon because the sketch was all about if you text 3 sun emojis to someone, mm-hmm. then this giant sun's going to come kill them. Oh. And so I had made a tank top that had 3 sun emojis on it. And I was like, it's me. I'm Sexual Son because I'm a YouTuber and we're at VidCon.
So sweet.
And then I made the Kill Me shirt because I was embarrassed.
Oh, Kill Me. Okay.
Kill Me. That's tough. I love shirts like that where it's like no normal merch company would be comfortable to make that. But it's like it's also a say like a well, what was she wearing kind of thing where it's like just because my shirt says kill me doesn't mean you can't. Chance, awesome. Have you ever made a shirt?
No, but my favorite shirt for a long time said I love tater tots.
Oh, you know what I realized is I shouldn't look at how you coordinated your socks with the outfit.
Did the socks match?
It's very coordinated. I love that. I love that.
It's the perfect kind of matching where it's like a character in a movie. Where it's like it kind of matches, but not too perfectly, but it's cohesive enough where it's like, this is a character.
Yeah. You laid this out the night before.
Yeah.
You do. Are you a lay out the night before type of guy?
Is that a read?
No, I just knew you're like, I need to be prepared. Because there's no way you got that ready. You thought about this.
Do you lay out clothes before?
No, I look like shit. If I would have laid this out the night before.
I'd be scared.
It'd be really scared. I got up in the dark and I got ready in the dark. Is it clear?
Really?
Yeah, I got ready in the dark because my boyfriend was sleeping.
Oh.
I mean, he was sleeping like a baby.
In Hassan's bed?
No. Do you think?
So,
technically.
Hassan is real.
It's Hassan's bed, but I wasn't.
You heard it here.
But it wasn't with Hassan.
Okay.
He owns the bed.
Okay.
Technically. But it wasn't with him.
I'm the owner of this.
He's house. Not my type.
What,
he's
your boyfriend? Your
no.
Hassan?
Ah.
He's not your type?
No, he's too burly.
Yeah. Why is burly the exact word I had in my head?
He's just too burly and manly.
Yeah, agree.
Too much, too lumberjack.
Agree. Yeah, I like, he's not in touch with his feminine side enough.
Not at all.
Mm. You know, I like a little
zest.
Yeah, a little blend. Okay. You know, a man who's not afraid to be a little effeminate sometimes.
Yeah. He wears rings.
Yeah.
That is, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Austin, what can't you quit online?
What can't I quit?
Other than Grindr.
Other than Grindr.
Mine right now is Instagram ads are getting me with clothes and like little accessories. I bought a bolo tie from this Native American woman.
Amazing.
Do I need it? No. Was it too expensive? Yes.
What was the centerpiece? What was it?
It's a spider made out of beads.
Oh, that's sick.
It's going to look amazing.
So, okay. No regrets at least.
Yeah.
Airplane review videos. I don't know.
Bro.
This is lame.
Airplane review videos?
Bro, we gotta stop with the planes.
I literally watch videos of first class reviews.
Oh, like being a passenger in first class of a plane.
And I've seen them and I keep watching different perspectives.
Okay, so what is the best bang for your buck?
First class wise?
Yeah.
If you can think of it. It just depends, really. Okay. It just depends, really. It
I don't think
depends.
I've ever sat in first class.
What? We gotta get you in first class, baby.
Smosh.
Hello.
Yeah. I think maybe once Preston Plays sent me somewhere in business class.
You're Courtney fucking Miller. Why are you not in first class?
I don't know. I'm small.
If I were to board a plane with you and I saw you in coach, well, I wouldn't see you in coach because I wouldn't get back that far.
Okay. Well,
but if I did, like, oh, I have to, maybe the bathroom in the front is full and I have to go, I'd be like, Courtney, what are you doing here?
That's right.
You know, you'd be probably in a middle seat, right?
Oh, no. Because
they charge for every seat.
They do.
On a plane. It's
they
ridiculous.
Really do.
But anyway, sometimes Courtney. I use the bathroom in the back.
Courtney.
Ooh.
Oh.
Eat it. It's done. Oh. Okay. Good job. I believe Thanks. In you. I'm sorry I doubted you.
Yeah. What? Don't ever do that again. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
What?
No, I was just.
You know what is it?
Anyway, coach.
Planes, yeah. I'd love to experience this someday.
Well, you and I can fly together, first class.
Will you fly the plane?
I'll fly the plane. I will be there. You can feel safe with me to know that if the pilots don't make it.
Okay, why am I like...
I'll be a flight attendant, like serving drinks and shit.
Yes!
Like,
oh my God, I'm loving this. Good fantasy. Yeah. I love it. All right, it's time for a game.
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Me too. I also can't wait because I don't know what the game is.
Yes.
We have been held
where's
to not
Austin?
Be privy.
Oh my God, where's is this like Where's Waldo?
Austin. This is the Where's Austin game of the Where's
oh,
Austin
Jesus.
Show.
Well, I feel like
Whoa.
I'm right there.
Okay, I'm going to read this off. This is, we got a slide here. There will be four screenshots from four different people's phones. Okay. We have Austin, our amazing, amazing guest. Amanda, our co-host on Smosh Mouth and Smosh cast member, if you didn't know who that
yes.
was. James, our DP. He's behind the camera right now. What was that, James?
Hi, James.
And Nicole, our director. So we're going to have four screenshots.
It's my sister's name. Did you know that?
Oh, that's sweet.
Older, younger?
Older.
Okay.
I'm the youngest. Can you tell?
Yes. as a Definitely. Number five of seven, yeah. I can tell who's yeah. where. Okay, so we have four screenshots that we need to find you in. Okay.
Oh my God.
This is the daily average of phone usage.
Down.
Oh my God.
Last week.
8 hours is down 19%.
Down 19%.
And then everybody else is around 3.5-4 hours. Amanda's got to be the least. Honestly, Chance, I almost called you Shane. I think we could.
I think so too.
I think we could pick exactly who's what.
I think so too.
I think Austin or Nicole could be the 8 hours. I'm thinking it's Austin.
I think it's Austin.
And then maybe the 4 hours, 3 minutes is Nicole.
There's no Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're not on their phones Thursday,
Whoa.
Friday, Saturday.
That's so crazy. That gives me.
Or is that just because that's the day that was checked?
Yeah. Oh, got it.
The least on Wednesday means that can't be a
You lost your phone at Paul's Dolls. I didn't find it till the weekend.
Not on my phone at all.
I think Amanda is the 3 hours 31 because Wednesdays she's usually home.
That makes sense. And I feel like Nicole is pretty constant. You see how it's like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, I think 4 hours 3 minutes is Nicole.
Yeah,
I think,
let's do that.
I think James is 3 hours 50 because
That's
maybe Wednesday was like a shoot day.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we're thinking Austin, James, Nicole, Amanda.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, we got Austin right. There we
okay.
go.
Okay,
and we had Nicole right.
I don't think you. I didn't realize I had a problem until I was compared with.
It's a lot.
Well,
people, I honestly feel like my phone is on when I'm not looking at it.
What was Monet Exchange at?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. It was a lot.
It was more than 8 hours.
I think this makes sense because Amanda is genuinely, she's just generally offline. She's a mom now. She's not, even though she is an online personality, she's not really online. Everyone else here, aside from you, they are behind the camera more so and they're not being perceived. They're not looking at, you know, edits of themselves all day.
Oh, how do you know I'm doing that?
I'm kidding.
I genuinely am like, I don't even remember that amount of time being on my phone.
That's kind of scary.
I know. I think maybe this needs to be addressed. Because I give my boyfriend shit. I'm like, you're on your phone all the time and look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I am.
I know, but look at me. Tell me I have a problem.
No.
Do you have those? You could set up those little guardrails.
No, they don't work. My boyfriend sets this shit up and he's like, I'm going to do the limit myself. And then I watch him just like
Ignore
type in the code.
It. Yeah.
It's just an awareness. It's a reminder. Hey, you've hit your limit. And then you just need to know that.
Yeah, but if you're addicted to it, it's just, you're not going to leave them.
You know, that's true.
Yeah, they don't care.
I mean, I have mine up, but I just click them out. But yeah. I know now.
Right.
I don't remember life without my phone.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, let's see the next one. Okay, these are the Google search bars.
Oh, come on. They're going to know me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I got James.
I've got Amanda.
Who Googled Google?
That's so funny. Why were you in Knoxville?
Google, Fear and Patreon, New York Knicks, Call Center Busy, Cienega Med Spa. When is Streamer University 2026? Waldorf Astoria, New York Menu, Cortisone Acne Injection NYC, Knoxville Gay Bar, Hilton Chicago O'Hare Airport, JetBlue. Then the next one is Los Angeles Apparel, American Apparel, Alarm to Not Wake Up Spouse. Can I have my AirPods in overnight for my alarm? Intramuscular Shot in the Buttocks, Anthem Helpline. He's sort of an evil person. That's Nicole. Then we have
Nicole, what are you? Well,
Widow's Bay Basement Yard.
I've had that.
Lena Dunham Shaved Head Renewing Passport, Criminal Record TV Series, Local Woman Missing, Peter Capaldi, Tom Mucci, Marjan Kamali. Hopefully I'm saying those names right. That's Amanda. And then this is James. Genesis points update. Yu-Gi-Oh! Database. Genesis points. Genesis points update. Linkin Park lead singers.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Easy.
Okay, next one. Okay, these are everyone's screenshot of their message app and how many unread notifications. So we have one message app with 0, one with 9, one with 199, and one with 365.
Damn, I actually don't know this one.
A text for every day of the year.
I don't know which one mine is either.
Really?
Ew.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I feel like
Amanda is 9.
Yeah, I'm like, Amanda's either none or 9 because she likes to, I know she'll go in and respond to everybody that she missed, but who knows? And then Nicole is really great at messaging back, I feel like. So I feel like Nicole is on the lower end. So
James doesn't feel like he would have 199.
You're right. I feel, okay, so is James is on it and he's 0? Maybe Amanda's 9? Maybe Nicole is chaotic. She's 199 and maybe Austin's 365. One text for every day of the year.
Austin's got to be 365.
How do you know?
I just feel it.
How do you know? Fuck.
Wow, we nailed it.
Fuck, 365?
I wonder what I'm at. That's I'm a zero person typically. Yeah, I'm
a zero person.
You want me to give you an update?
Yeah.
Update.
373.
Whoa.
Oh, do you want to respond to one right now?
Whoa, yeah. I have 9 right now.
That's fine. 373 messages. A lot of them are group chats.
Okay.
Yeah, you those know, are.
That feels better.
Yeah. We slayed.
Slay.
We slayed, I fear, and.
Fear and.
Yes, nice. And. How do you feel after we exposed your screenshots like that?
So during that time, for this game, I submitted some app, the amount of hours that I had put on an app.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the amount of time I had spent on Grindr was just an atrocious.
But what are you doing? Like scrolling through, or are you messaging people?
This was the first time I've been in New York City.
Ever?
Not ever.
Like, ooh, but new types
using
of guys.
Grindr in New York City.
Okay, and it's,
I was on it for 8 hours and 35 minutes.
In a week?
But are you like messaging people?
Yeah, messaging
people. Okay.
Messaging, looking,
I'm browsing,
shopping.
Shopping around, looking.
Because if you walk like 2 blocks, it's going to be a whole different grid.
I know. It's crazy. You know, so you've done this in New York City.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's
exciting.
Yeah. Like new roster.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
You gotta use the filters.
Use the filters.
And there's still so many people.
I know, still so many people.
Ugh.
And then people find you.
It's the same in West Hollywood too. You go one block over and you'll have a whole different
Kid. Yeah. Not as New York is more intense.
Well, definitely, because they're stacked on top of each other.
Literally stacked on top of each other. Gays everywhere.
Gays everywhere.
Too many.
Towers.
I wouldn't say too many. Not enough.
Not enough. There's never enough gays.
I'm greedy.
Yeah. Well. 8 hours and 35 minutes. Have you been on Grindr?
I've never been on Grindr.
Well, I can take you sometime.
I had Tinder for a few weeks.
You would actually
back in the day.
Hate it. You
I would hate Grindr.
You don't have to match with someone to message them anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they can't do that for straight shit.
Yeah. The best ones are like 0 feet away. You're like,
that happens sometimes when I'm at home and I'm like, where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you?
0 feet away. Like, where are, and I, like, I was on the phone with somebody. I was like, oh my God, there's somebody 0 feet. Oh my God, there's somebody 0 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They could be in the room next door. Yeah. I don't know.
Or above.
And
or
I was talking shit about them too. I'm like, they are.
Oh no.
Like, who would take this photo? And I was like, oh shit, what if they hear me? And
they're also sleeping in Hassan's house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Hassan's house.
No, I don't use Grindr in Hassan's house because of geolocating.
Yeah.
But they're like, that's Austin Show's body.
They know.
Yeah.
They're like, I know that.
I'm coming over.
Yeah.
I tell Hassan, I respect his house. I have a lot of respect for him, so I don't bring over random strangers.
That's you respect Hassan?
I do.
Does Hassan respect you?
I don't know. I don't know if he respects me. I don't know. I could call him and ask him.
Who do you think he respects most on the Fear and podcast?
Nice.
Will?
Yeah.
Why?
He's his best friend.
He doesn't respect women? Cutie Cinderella?
No, he's a frat guy.
Is he a frat guy?
He used to be former. I know he's not anymore. It'd be kind of weird if he was in a frat. I don't know.
Freaking Kappa Puss.
Kappa Puss.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
Kappa Licka Puss.
Good, Austin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Champagne socialist.
Wow.
Now, someone who espouses socialism. Well, everybody knows that socialism is when you're completely broke. So, yeah.
I love it.
$20,000 car.
Right.
He makes more than that, but I don't know where they got that. Where'd you get that? He definitely makes more than them, I think.
It's just a random, it's not even a website. It's a random picture that someone put
his together. Car's not 200 grand though, I guarantee you that. I have a nicer car than that.
Oh get him.
Oh yeah, his car sucks. I tell him all the time.
This is so funny.
Also, his house is falling apart. I got ready in the dark this morning, not because there was just no functioning lights in the bathroom.
What? Oh my God.
I'm sick of this. Hassan lives in a mansion. No, it's barely functioning.
That's awesome.
Barely functioning household. It's definitely a socialist house.
He needs a handyman.
Yeah, he does.
Chance, okay. I think you have a package here.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you have a package.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, I have to do brand deals too.
Oh, I love ad reads.
Are you okay if you're in this?
Yeah, I don't care.
That's what it is.
I don't know what the
Unless
rules are.
Unless it's like Kalshi.
Yeah.
Lush.
Oh, exciting.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. That's amazing. Wow.
It's good.
Yes, it's on. It's
orange blush is
on.
Good.
It also looks really, it looks perfect for you.
Oh.
It's your color.
Oh, he's still going.
Wow. Is it on yet?
Yeah.
It's on.
It's definitely on.
Yeah, I love the sun-kissed nose. What do you think?
I think it's beautiful.
Oh, and he's going downwards.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're blushing
your chin.
Should I make it even?
I don't know how to.
Should I make it even? I mean.
Like, shouldn't it be like an even coat?
I don't know how to do makeup.
It's not foundation. Oh, that's good though. The eyes is good. Wow. Blush on the eyes is actually underrated. Wow.
Have you ever done makeup before? No.
Never.
I'll be honest. Whatever this is, you can put it everywhere and it works. Well, well. It works.
What?
It works.
Take it everywhere.
No, it looks good.
No, I mean, it's going wherever you're putting it, which
is
everywhere.
It looks perfect. Just a little bit over here. Yeah.
I think a little more upper, like your upper cheek. Yeah, there's a patch.
Perfect.
Good.
Oh.
Oh my God. Stop trying to slip it off.
Sorry.
Stop trying to slip it off.
Sabotage the.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks to blush.
Is there like an affiliate code or?
Is this the brand's name is blush?
That's all it said.
Okay.
Thank you, Blush.
Thank you, Blush, for sponsoring this blush.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they're definitely going to buy more ad spots.
Yes. Yes. Austin, what content gives you the ick?
Oh, God.
Hopefully it's not
so
Blush
happy
brand
you
deals.
Asked. I'm terrible at answering questions.
No, you're not.
That's literally,
don't
you've been
that.
Answering questions amazingly this entire
like
time.
That.
Really?
Hey, don't talk to my friend like that.
I like to fish for compliments.
Oh, sick. Now, never mind. You suck. Yeah.
That's giving me the ick.
Yeah, that was awful.
People filming themselves pranking people in public.
Oh, sure.
I used to love that shit when I was a kid. And now I'm just like, they're trying to do their job. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone. You look like a fool.
I've got one. Street interviews, like outside of bars.
Oh, like the ones where it's just like general dating questions?
No, that is the worst type of content.
I've been on them before.
Okay.
That's where Hawk Tua was born.
Huh? What do? I answer the questions.
Okay.
But
do you seek them out? Like if you see them on the street, are you like, oh, I'm going to go? Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't. My dream, though, is to be interviewed by like somebody like that's like one of those homophobic conservative street interviewers.
Why?
So
what are you going to do?
Just fuck them up.
How are you going to fuck them up?
I don't know. They're going to ask me a question and I'm going to be like, I don't even know.
You know what would be awesome? Okay, fantasy just painted in my head. You know how sometimes people can't tell you're gay right away? So what if a conservative, like homophobic politician is interviewing on the streets and thinks you're a straight guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Starts asking you some bullshit.
Yeah, so that I'd probably lie.
Own them.
Well, no, I'd probably play along.
Okay. Oh.
And be like, yeah. Oh. And just like, because I'd want, when people see it, they'd be like, oh my God, that's Austin. What the,
Oh shit.
And
I would just make them.
Oh
like,
yeah. Because if you tried to own him, he'd never upload
Or I'd say
it.
Something more silly, more ridiculous that would make them uncomfortable. Like I would outflank them in their homophobia.
Like yeah, we should lock them up.
Yeah, we should lock them up. Like rooftops, throw them up.
Illegalize gay.
Bring back tar and feathering.
Yeah. Yeah, like I, and just raise the stakes and see how far they'll go.
Like, wait, actually, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Be like, I am. Yeah.
The content that gives me the ick is like we're in really big influencer culture where everyone's selling something.
Yeah.
When people are selling stuff and they go, if your trash can looks like this, you're an ugly piece of shit with no friends.
What?
You should get this trash can instead.
What?
Like there are influencers talking like that, and it's like got an ad code and everything.
Are you getting these ads?
Back when I had TikTok, which by the way, women get way more ads on TikToks than men.
Well, because women buy more things.
Right. And it's like, just give me a break. I bought so much shit already. Give me a break.
We don't buy as much.
Buy more.
Who?
Men.
Okay, so we've talked about Grindr a lot today.
Oh my God.
Didn't you say that something happened on said app?
Oh, I got catfished.
Yeah, no. What the hell? Oh, how do you get catfished on an app where you can't even show your face?
Well,
because or don't. You can show someone else's face. You can send pictures later.
So, to be clear, like my boyfriend and I, we work together on this app. It's not like a single pursuit.
Right. Okay.
So, we're in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Hong Kong.
As one is.
And I was looking for, you know, somebody. And I found this guy. And he looked attractive in his photos. And it had been a long trip. And I was like, you know, let's find something. Come on. Sense of urgency. The trip's going to be over. I'm like, I want to have some fun while I'm here. So I find this guy and we match. And he's like, you know, I send the album, approves of everything.
Greenlit.
It's all good. We make the plans. He's like, let's meet at a bar. I'm going to go out. And I'm like, okay, I can meet you at the bar. And I think I took a cab.
Did you look nice?
Yeah, I look nice.
Did you wear cologne?
I did wear cologne.
Okay.
I wore cologne. I had a new outfit on. Chinese designer.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Okay, so you're headed there.
Yep, so I headed there. Get out of the cab. Look up and I see the person that I had matched with on Grindr in the distance. And immediately I went, oh, because you can tell from a distance. It's like, this is not the same person. Like, they were the same person, but clearly, the photos were AI.
No.
The editing was AI to a point where, like, they are the same person. I know it's the same person.
Like, Facetune turned all the way up.
Facetune.
All the way up.
Max. And I look and I'm like, oh, fuck. The outfit was crazy, but they see me, so I have to approach them. And it was so, I just wasn't attracted to them. They weren't like an ugly person.
They lied to you.
Yeah. And I, to a point where they weren't a different person. Clearly those were their photos, but they were, like I said, Facetune. So I gave him a hug and I couldn't even look at him.
That's so uncomfortable.
I was like, you know what? This is my first experience with this. I'm going to drink my way out of it. So we were at a bar. I was like, you know what? I'm going to order a drink. I'm gonna work. I feel like this is gonna work. So we get into the bar. I order a vodka soda.
So you're giving him a second chance.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna try to drink my way out of this.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So he starts talking to me. His breath stinks.
No.
Oh no. You can't Facetune that.
No. And I start drinking and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do.
Leave.
I don't know what to do.
Emergency.
So I am chatting with him and I'm starting to feel like I have free will. I don't have to do any of this.
Okay.
And I suppose I could have been like, this isn't working out. But I said, that was too awkward. So I decided that I would leave to go outside to think about it. And I said, I need to step outside for some fresh air. And I ran.
That's awesome.
I just ran.
Okay, when you say ran.
And I didn't stop running.
You think like a brisk jog or like
I was sprinting.
Sprint.
I was out of there. I was running through the streets of Hong Kong as far as I could go.
Wow.
Away from this person and I felt bad. But the other part with me, it felt so freeing and liberating. I was like, I'm free. I don't have to hook up with you.
You do not owe them anything.
I don't owe you a thing.
You do not know.
No,
I don't live here.
Simply not.
No. I'm not from Hong Kong.
You'll never see that person again.
That's
what you thought. Come on out. No.
He goes, hey.
Can you imagine?
It's like, well.
And I've told this story a little bit before. And I was always afraid they would appear somewhere.
You're a very empathetic person. And I think that's very sweet that you gave them that chance because
very sweet of you to tell me after I ran from them.
Well, I mean, they essentially ran from the truth in the beginning. It's a bookended date of lies.
Yeah.
It was that person lied to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Grindr sounds like people are very transparent with each other with what they want, what they got, or at least it should be. That's not just I should feel guilty because they're not as hot as I thought. It's like, no, this person lied to you.
I'm, yeah.
That's violating.
I'm very anti editing. I mean, I edit, we all edit our photos a little bit. Like if I have like a blemish.
Right. If it's something that could be fixed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Something that
we're not
like
changing bone structure.
No. Yeah. No. Like skin complexion. Yeah.
Right. It's like oh, the yeah. oil was yeah, oiling. Yeah,
exactly. Like that's I'm not dissolving lines on my face or anything like that. It's like, oh, like the worst I would do is like, oh my God, I woke up really tired that day and there's like, I don't know, I have a zit, you know, and maybe a little eye bag.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As someone who used to have like horrible cystic acne, I used to like, there wasn't Facetune yet. And I would find the weirdest like photo editing apps to try and like patch over horrible acne.
Yeah.
And like, I think that people should be allowed to do that when it's something like that. That's like not
necessarily. You guys are making yourself conscious.
Why?
You don't have any acne on your face.
But is the blush everywhere? Is it even though?
You could go a little bit more on your left, upper left. Yeah. Oh,
that was too. Okay.
In, out, more out. That's better.
Perfect.
It was.
Have you ever been catfished?
I've had people who don't look like their photos on Grindr show up to my house.
Yeah. No.
What do? You just have to suck your way out.
And do they just pretend nothing's happening?
Sir?
I'm so sorry.
Is
that too much?
No.
We just met.
No. I'll invite them in and then I'll talk to them for a second to see how to vibe it out. And I remember one guy. We were sitting at my kitchen table because I didn't want to go to the bedroom or the couch.
Right.
And we were sitting at my kitchen table and he's talking to me and he's really, really giving me, I'm not liking anything that he's saying or the way he's saying it. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to have to go to bed. And he was like, what? But we didn't even do anything. And I was like, no, I'm not feeling it. He was like, but I was going to stay here. And he brings out a bag and he has a toothbrush.
No.
Yes. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to sleep in my car. What?
Whoa. No, that's how not far your did he drive?
That's not my responsibility.
But you met him on Grindr, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know how far away he
is. Probably in his car outside or something.
No, driving around waiting for numbers to go down.
That's cruising. Crazy.
That's cruising.
No way. But props to you because you had the confidence to like confront him.
No
and be like,
way.
How many times has this happened?
Like two or three.
Really?
That sucks.
Over the course of like,
do these guys like just, they don't acknowledge it at all. They just pretend nothing is going on.
They don't acknowledge it at all.
I will verify. In fact, almost every single person that I've hooked up with from Grindr has looked better in person than in their photos.
That's usually the case.
Yeah. Because people don't photograph. It's hard to photograph.
It's hard to
get a
vibe too.
Yeah, you never look exact or like, yeah, I get that.
And the photos that people choose sometimes, it's like what they think people want.
Yes.
And what I want a lot of the time is the more authentic, like the more like real person rather than the posed person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How's the blush feeling?
It's kind of stinging a little bit if I'm being honest.
Oh. Sting.
It's kind of hot.
You should probably cut that just because it's a great brand. It doesn't sting at all. It stings in a good way.
It feels like a pumping sting.
I was a little chilly in the studio.
I still am unclear whether the brand is just called blush.
I think it's question mark.
Blush?
Blush?
Okay.
Like fun. Remember fun with the period?
Fun. Oh, yes.
So I can't sing that.
I've never been catfished, but I was on Tinder for a little bit and this one person very clearly was pretending he didn't know who I was because he was trying to move extremely fast.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if I've told this story or not, but like this guy was giving serial killer vibes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, and what happened?
So he was trying really hard to get a date. And I had been very transparent on this guy on Tinder when I was on for a few weeks. I had it very clear on my profile. I was just trying to talk, not trying to get into anything. The hat is too much.
Really hot.
Are you okay?
You look.
I'm fine.
I can't tell if that's just the pigment or if you're actually cooking.
Yeah. Do we have water?
Somewhere.
Are you okay? Are you having an allergic reaction? Do you need a Benadryl?
Thank you.
You know how I said I can land a plane? I could also... I could also be a doctor.
Anyone can be a doctor. Oh my God.
You're going to have to pee. No.
Should we cut? Do we need to call a paramedic?
Keep talking about the guy.
Okay.
Oh,
is it taking you out from the inside?
It's not feeling great right now, Courtney.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad talking about myself
good.
While you're struggling.
About it. Keep talking about it.
Yeah, Courtney.
Okay. Guy's trying to move to texting and having one date. And he goes, please, please, one date. Even if you don't want to have another one after. Just one date, please.
The moment you beg, it's over.
Yeah. And then he started talking about like skin and how
skin?
Women's skin is stretchier than men's and malleable and... Yeah. And then I had to block him. And then a couple months later, he tried to find, like, I was with these.
Oh my God, he was a stalker.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Was it, are you, is it?
Oh, wow. Wow, you look great. You look amazing.
Okay. You're all blushed.
Okay. You look great.
Thank you.
Is it hurt?
No.
Okay.
Is stinging gone?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Okay. That's amazing. Wow, that blush really did something. You look amazing.
Thank you, blush.
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be applied, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're actually, so it starts with just applying and then intense distress.
And then you wipe it all off.
And then it really just blends
off the first layer of dead skin.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, the live skin
and then real blush.
It's the first ever blush exfoliant.
Ooh, I like it.
So, well, I empathize. We have to deal with men. You have to deal with straight men.
Yeah.
That is tough.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing.
And that was back in 2018. And dating has gotten even harder now for everyone, probably. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, we persist. Nevertheless, we persist. Am I right, boys?
Yes, we do.
I'm married, so I win.
Yeah, you're married. You won.
You did.
I did it.
You won the game of life.
I did it.
Congratulations.
I secured the Shane.
When did you get married?
2024.
2024.
April.
How cool is that? What's it like being married?
It's very cool.
Is it thrilling?
It can be thrilling. I think we have we're kind of in hard mode in that we work together also.
Yeah, that's tough.
And the fact that we persevere is also something to be appreciative and grateful for.
Yeah.
But guys, we got to wrap this up.
Oh, I was really about to get into your married life. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's for the fear and patriarchy. Yeah. Austin, thank you so much for being on
our
show.
Thank you for having me.
Austin Show on the URL Show. What a treat.
Thank you, guys.
Trying to gather up every single fear and
member. Yeah, collect them all.
We're clapping on the pod.
Yeah.
You're awesome. You're very funny.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Likewise.
Is there anything you're up to? I mean, when this comes out, you're going to be on your Pride tour.
I'll be on my Pride tour, but there is a tour happening. Fear and our podcast is going on tour.
Yes. So
if you are in Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, or Los Angeles, tickets are on sale now.
Shows are in August?
Shows are in August. August 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 29th.
Hell yeah.
Back to back. Wow. San Francisco's first on the 21st, Seattle 22nd, Portland 23rd. LA 29th.
Is Hassan going to sleep in your bed?
Ooh, maybe.
Portland?
He's going to stay in my house.
Woohoo! The turntables.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to really roll out the red carpet for him and show him what it's like to be a good host.
Okay. Oh, I love it. I'm going to eat that up.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Working lights, bed. I don't know if
Doritos.
I have a bed big enough for him, though.
Uh-oh. Mm.
He's not overweight or anything, which is no problem with that.
He's just got to be
tall. He's just large. He thinks I fat shame him, but I'm like, you're not.
Nah.
Yeah.
Good never.
I probably fat shamed him on the episode that you were on.
That's fine.
I didn't fat shame, but like that's the way he perceives it.
Thank you, Austin. Chance, is there anything you'd like to say other than thank you, Blush?
No. Thank you, Blush.
Do you want to hit that soundboard for us? Is that an alarm warning and the applause? Honestly, that is our job to a T.
Applause and then alarm.
Thank you guys so much for watching our show. This is URL. We love you so much. Hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. And what else?
Thank you.
There you go. Goodbye.